Abraham's great example of obedience, February 17. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice, NKJV. On Mount Moriah, God again renewed his covenant, confirming with a solemn oath the blessing to Abraham and to his seed through all coming generations. By myself have I sworn, saith Jehovah, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. Abraham's great act of faith stands like a pillar of light, illuminating the pathway of God's servants in all succeeding ages. Abraham did not seek to excuse himself from doing the will of God. During that 3 days' journey he had sufficient time to reason, and to doubt God, if he was disposed to doubt. Abraham was human, his passions and attachments were like ours, but he did not stop to question how the promise could be fulfilled if Isaac should be slain. He did not stay to reason with his aching heart. He knew that God is just and righteous in all his requirements, and he obeyed the command to the very letter. It was to impress Abraham's mind with the reality of the gospel, as well as to test his faith, that God commanded him to slay his son. The agony which he endured during the dark days of that fearful trial was permitted that he might understand from his own experience something of the greatness of the sacrifice made by the infinite God for humanity's redemption. No other test could have caused Abraham such torture of soul as did the offering of his son. What stronger proof can be given of the infinite compassion and love of God? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?